You have found the podcast of possibilities. This is Tammy Coyne, alchemist and way shower, showing people how to transform their pain into possibilities. This is a storytelling podcast where I take you through various stories of my life, from childhood trauma to spirituality, to show you what's possible. Hello and welcome. In today's episode, I'm going to talk about fear and protection. And how this started out in my work with people. I am heart-centered, spiritually guided, intuitive practitioner. And I often am intuitively guided to pull oils or cards or something that is relevant to a session with a particular client. So today I connected to spirit and was guided to pull a particular oil, essential oil. And from there, whatever the oil is, gives me the understanding of what I need to talk about. So what I pulled was a protective blend, and this is a particular type of essential oils that I use. It's the only oils that I use with myself, my family, or my clients. The protective blend is the more generic name for it. Then it has a proprietary name that's different. If you're interested, at the end of this, reach out. And we'll talk more about that. So I'm going to read a little bit about what the protective blend is about, and then talk about how that relates to fear and protection in your life. And I think you're going to find in this episode that it's very timely for what we have going on in the state of the world now. We are currently in a transitionary period from what you might call the old world and the new world. If you are old enough to remember back around 1998, we did not have the internet. That was not something that had ever been part of our lives. And all of a sudden, we did. It completely changed everything about our world. Now, this change that's going on now is another global change. There's a lot more to it that I'm not going to get into in this episode. But what it has created for a lot of people is enormous amounts of fear. Enormous amounts of fear and feeling unprotected. So that leads me into the reading for this, and then I'll go back and talk how to navigate this a little bit differently, maybe, than you've been navigating before. So the protective blend is the oil of protection. Listen to this. This combination of oils is generally used to shield individuals from bacteria, mold, and viruses. This blend's protective properties, however, extend beyond the physical level by aiding individuals in warding off energetic parasites, domineering personalities, and other negative influences. The protective blend strengthens one's immune system, which governs the ability to defend against attacks from physical pathogens and negative energies. Protective blend is incredibly helpful for strengthening the inner self, along with the inner resolve to stand up for oneself and live in integrity. This blend is especially indicated for personalities who have a weakened boundary due to some kind of perpetual violation to their personal space. Protective blend gives individuals strength to say no and resolve to maintain clear boundaries. It cuts away unhealthy connections such as codependency, parasitic relationships, or emotional viruses found in negative group thought. Protective blend greatly assists individuals in learning to stand up for themselves and live in integrity with their true self. So when you break this down on the self level, the individual soul level, it is important that you understand your inner workings, how the thoughts you think, the words you use, the things that you put into your ears and your eyes and your mouth are impacting the state of your life. You have the power within you to shift from a state of fear to a state of love. It comes with intention. It comes with understanding how to shift the things you think about, the things you say, the things you hear, the things you see, the things you eat. You have control over these things, and we are often in an environment where everyone around us, especially now, is living in fear. This is a state of mind. A state of mind that can be shifted so that you feel protected from the inside out. Now, I'm not saying that this is easy if this isn't something that you understand how to do. I have a lifetime of protecting me, of feeling at an early age very unprotected and open to violence, open to all kinds of things. Very strongly feeling unprotected, and I had to learn a resilience and an inner strength and a mental toughness, if you will, that allowed me to navigate through things. It didn't mean that I didn't feel fear, but it meant that I had courage enough to walk through things anyway. So often, in order to feel protected, it is an intention that you set and then decide where you want your attention to focus on. So we have the intention of what we want, the outcome that we want, and then we shift our attention onto those things that will allow us to have that. When you make a choice, consider looking at the choice. Am I making this choice out of fear or out of love? Am I making a conscious choice or an unconscious choice? Am I doing this because everyone else is doing this? Or am I doing this because it's what I feel? Am I doing this because of where I am currently or because of a belief system? It's important that as we get to know ourselves and learn to create boundaries, that we begin to ask these questions. They are vital to your personal power, to your protection. Learning to love yourself requires getting to know yourself. It may be important that you look at the things that you say and observe, are you saying things like, I'm afraid that? Okay, if you're starting a sentence with, I'm afraid that, and you may have to really concentrate and observe your words to see, or if you're thinking that, I'm afraid that, so you make a choice based on that, or I would really love to based on that. Here's an example. Let's say you are choosing to get a massage. I don't know where that came from. It's just my example. And you are getting a massage and the idea is, I'm afraid that my muscles are going to be bound and tightened if I don't get a massage. Or, I would love to get a massage. It has me feeling so cared for and loved, and I feel amazing when it's over. Do you see the difference in how that comes through? It's a very different energy. It's a very different energetic vibration of what you are drawing to yourself. And that's just, you know, a very minimal example. Let's say you're in and any situation, let's think of an abusive situation. I've been in many, and where we focus on is the fear of the situation and the fear of the unknown, and it becomes paralyzing rather than focusing on the life that we want and determining how to create that. Now, sometimes in those situations, let's say you have a domestic violence situation, your mind, the things that you think about, has been so twisted from the relationship, from the state of the relationship, your level of self has nearly been depleted, and sometimes you may not be able to come up with that kind of thinking pattern on your own, and it may require intervention for your own safety. Let's say that we're talking about this virus situation. People are frantic that they're going to die. Well, the news flash is, we're all going to die. You know, that's the reality. And if you live your life in a state of fear, it is guaranteed to happen that much faster. If you statistically look at anything, whether it is murder or car accidents or plane crashes or heart disease or obesity or overdosing or whatever, the chances of dying are huge. You don't live your life in fear because of that. You go on about your day. And then you handle the situation as it comes. Begin to navigate your life based on loving yourself, protecting yourself from the inside out, rather than allowing the scuttle around you to take over your thoughts, to take over your well-being, to make decisions for you that start to get you to believe that they're your own thoughts. There's so much mind control happening in our society that often happens through TV, through radio. It's very similar to being in those environments that I've been in my life before, where over time you begin to believe these things because someone else said it, rather than believing what is true for yourself. This is about empowering you to live the best life without being afraid. This particular time is one of reflection, is one of getting to know you, getting to know yourself. I myself have gone through periods of depression and severe loneliness for a variety of reasons, and it's always up to me to make the shift to realize, what am I doing that is creating this environment, this internal environment of feeling this unrest that is interrupting my well-being? So my wish for you is that you recognize that you are a divine being. You are a blessing in this world, and you cannot be at your best. You cannot be a blessing to yourself and to others if you are feeling fear and feeling unprotected. And you raise those feelings from the inside out. Now, like I said, there are those of us who come from certain backgrounds or who have lived a lifetime of situations to where we don't know how. We literally don't know how to change what we're doing. We don't know how to change our thinking. We don't know how to change what we're doing, and we need someone to help us. Well, that is the work I do. So if you need help in that area, reach out and I can help you shift those things. Otherwise, there are many, many things you can do, beginning with your thoughts and your words, to start to observe how you navigate the world, the things that you say, and are you speaking from a place and thinking from a place of fear or from a place of love? Start with you personally, and then branch that feeling out to how you're navigating with other circumstances and people, and proceed with love for you. I surround you with blessings and love and protection as you navigate the new world. Thank you so much for joining me in today's episode. Join me every Saturday where I release a new episode and discuss childhood trauma, spirituality, and all that's possible. To connect with me further, check out tammycoin.com.